Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, of course, this isn't Alex Jones. That's pretty easy to detect by now if you've listened to me for the last day or two. But we are doing our best, attempting our utmost to fill the giant shoes of Alex Jones today. Alex Jones, of course, at the Bilderberg Conference, covering that event like it's never been covered before. And hopefully he'll be calling in today to give us an update. I'm sure he will. Of course, Alex will be back Monday to bring you more news and information you're not getting anywhere else. So stay tuned for that. We're going to go back to your calls here in just a bit. But we do have Rick Siegel with us today. He is the filmmaker of 9/11 Eyewitness Hoboken, and he joins us now. Rick Siegel, a lot of people are talking about you, man. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And, well, where do we start with you? Tell people about yourself and how you woke up, how you got into this, and let's talk about the film.
Okay, well, how I got into it, I was dragged into this vortex by the some Danish investigators who found my footage on the internet and realized it was mine and asked me if I wouldn't show the whole thing, and I did. I didn't realize it was a problem.
Well, when you say footage, let's bring people out of the dark and let them know exactly what the footage is that's so controversial here.
Okay, well, the footage is I woke up that morning to the bang and heard some, they reported some small airplane had hit the tower, so I ran into the shower to get my cameras ready and or get myself ready and go out and get the picture. By the time I get out, the second tower they announced got hit, and I realized something bigger was going on, and I zoomed down. I lived in Hoboken, so I went down to the river with a lot of cameras. I had a lot of professional gear because I was president of Online TV, a very large internet broadcasting network, and so I had a lot of professional gear. I took down my tripod and a professional Sony 3CCD camera, and set it up and started to film.
We'll give people an idea, again, if they haven't seen the video, and I've just seen a few clips of it myself, so I'll kind of play along here with a lot of the listeners. Tell us exactly what you caught that day, and again, let's remember, folks, when any of these events happen, and Rick just happened to be in New York when this happened, when any of this stuff happens, grab your cameras, get out, and start getting footage immediately, because this is how it progresses. This is what we need. But Rick Siegel, tell us exactly what you caught with your video cameras.
Well, with the video camera, I caught all the explosions, all the building collapses, and the two main towers and the Tower 7, and I caught all the explosions and when they occurred, everything was just, you know, recorded on the tape as it occurred. So it's like a Zapruder. I'm just filming this. Was on a tripod, which is very good. You always should set up on a tripod so you get your best resolution. And because I was across from the river, everything's amplified, and I got all the sounds beautifully. And later, everyone can look at the magic show, because you're just looking at what's going on, and you got to, later on, you can see what's going on the sides, what happened below it, and, you know, you're looking at the burning building on the top, and you're not thinking how long a sound comes across a river and how long it takes for explosions, and you're not looking at the foot of the building when it's exploded, when it's burning at the top.
What are we going to see in your footage that we haven't already seen on network news?
You're going to see the 7 laws of science prove treason, fraud, and murder by the buildings exploding, and we come up with some that weapons of mass destruction had to do this. No pancake is going to make all that powder out of two gigantic buildings that were standing in front of us. Would you ever get in a building if that was the truth?
Well, I mean, look, I probably would, because the fact is no building has ever imploded like that. No building has ever come down. No skyscraper has ever come down by fire before or since 9/11. So I'd actually feel pretty safe in a skyscraper.
Because you know that, well, like the only way that's going to happen is if they want to bring that down again. And that's why we all feel confident we get into these buildings. Well, that one, we're confident it couldn't have fallen that way.
Stay with us. Rick Siegel with us, 9/11 Eyewitness Hoboken. That's a video, of course, we're carrying here at InfoWars.com. Stay tuned. I'm Jack Blood, filling in for Alex Jones. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network. Please stay tuned.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Rick Siegel is with us. His video, 9/11 Eyewitness, the Hoboken video. Exclusive footage from New Jersey during 9/11. Rick Siegel was on the ground with his video camera and caught a lot of the footage you might not have seen yet. Very, very interesting video. Breaks this all down into a physics discussion. Also, I think is adding to the overall potpourri of evidence that we have on 9/11. Rick, thanks for joining us. You're over in Spain. Am I supposed to say that or not?
Yeah, it doesn't matter now, right, Jack? It's okay. I'm in Europe, and I'm at least halfway out there from them.
The reason I'm trying to be careful here is I know, and this is one of the things I wanted you to get into, is the FBI came and raided your offices, took all your servers. You haven't been able to get those back. I'd like you to talk about what happened there and what kind of an ordeal you've been through in order to get your property from the FBI. Why? What excuse they might have given you for all of this?
Well, it wasn't exactly like that, Jack. It was more the Department of Defense invested in the company that was hosting my servers. This was back in September, actually October of 2001. We were the only people that were up, very capable of staying up through the event because we were on the other side of town and had diesel generators to keep the power on. So they came over, they invested in that company. I didn't know about this. And slowly they took control of it, and all of a sudden they grabbed my servers with no warning and took them off. And with lawyers or anything, I wasn't able to obtain those servers back. I didn't really understand the depth of what was in my material because I shot an angle from Hoboken that no one else had, no one has ever seen all that footage and seen the actual destruction of and how it occurred. They showed selective pictures so that they could build their mindset, but no one saw how it actually happened. And here's a complete record of it, which is why they call it a Zapruder film.
You know, when you say that, it sounds to me that you captured something that they don't want the world to see.
Well, yeah, there's all the evidence of the explosions that match up to the seismic data, and it shows it coming from below and not from the top. And when they move because we're sitting 2 miles away, so we got to do 8 or 9 seconds, it changes when those explosions happen. When we watched it real time on Hoboken Pier, we're 2 miles away, and it's taking at least 8 or 9 seconds for the sound to get there. But we're watching the top of the building and hearing the explosion at the same time. So no one sat back and said, oh, wow, there's a flash of light. We should count 8 seconds, count how many seconds it takes before we hear the explosions. So we heard the explosions, well, at the same time as we're seeing the actual building falling. So it was way before, and no one thought about that at the time.
When did the video first come out, Rick? I see you have a 2006 copyright here. When did it first come out?
That's when we brought out the DVD. We brought out the complete record and brought it into the high quality in September 11th when we came into New York for that.
I'd like to ask you, what was the hosting company that was invested in the DOD? I don't know if you can reveal that information. Who was
Stealth
your provider? Who?
Stealth Communications.
Stealth Communications.
Absolutely. If you can get my servers back, I want them, if they still got them. It's got 6,000 hours of my entertainment. You know, I didn't want to end up making 9/11 or conspiracy films. I was into entertainment, not this.
Well, no, like a lot of us, I mean, we were all going about our merry way until 9/11, and you're definitely a perfect example of that. How rampant do you think this is that the Department of Defense is investing into Internet server providers around the globe?
Well, the reason they grabbed Stealth Communications, and you should note this, is that they were a hub that stayed up huge. I was with them since the beginning because they could broadcast this kind of stuff over the Internet back in those days, and I helped to bring them the technology. So now they became the IRC Internet chat relay hub of the whole country. So all chat came through them. Well, the Department of Defense would love to have that. Now, as a reward for grabbing my servers, this company's now been awarded the VoIP hub. They are now the big fiber hub for all voice over. As a matter of fact, you know, if this is going over Skype, this would be going through their systems.
You know, when we were, I mentioned this yesterday, when we were investigating the Nick Berg beheading, we found a lot of collusion between a number of Internet server providers, people that would actually put up and maintain the capacity to put out your website. I'm not really comfortable with mentioning their names on this program. I would mention them on my own program because I've got nothing to lose. But we see that there was a lot of open collusion and conflicts of interest with whether it be government sources along with commercial sources, and then right in the middle is Rick Siegel, all the listeners, and Jack Blood.
Right. Exactly.
Did they give you an excuse? This is the question I wanted to get answered. Did they give you an excuse? I mean, obviously they can't just take all your stuff. I'm sure you tried to fight to get it back. I mean, what was the pretext that they took all of this?
$1,500 in back bills.
And I'm sure you had the $1,500 to give them.
Yeah, he had lawyers to walk in to do it. And then they said, well, we destroyed them. They're no longer available. This is like three gigantic servers with $2 million worth of data on them.
Unbelievable. I assume you're in the process of a lawsuit?
Well, I got to have money to do that. I don't make any money anymore. They just crushed all the sites again. My host actually disappeared off the face of the earth. Like 31 of my commercial sites, my online TV, music TV, movies, just wiped off.
Maybe if we buy enough of these videos or find a way to help you. I know we have a lot of attorneys who might be happy to volunteer services listening to a show like this, and we'll give out your contact information here. It is 911eyewitness.com, Richard Siegel. If there's a way you can come to Richard's aid and help him at least get some justice for this crazy notion of tyranny by the Department of Defense, maybe we can do something to help you. Rick, I'm told you're going to be speaking at the L.A. conference?
Yep. They tried to stop that, too. The airline tried to flood my bank card with charges so that I couldn't even charge the account. But it's lucky I have close enough tie with the bank. God, I can't believe that. And I talked to them, and they were like, no, we see what they're doing. We have to wait till they're finished. They're doing hundreds and hundreds of bogus authorizations. I'm like, why is the airline doing that? It's ridiculous. I just want this ticket before it's gone. There's only one seat left, so I got it. Got my seat, and I got it anyway because we worked around them with the help of the bank.
What is going to be the crux of your conversation out in L.A. in 2 weeks here?
Trying to get people to activate and do something about the situation that we're in. We're in a lost, otherwise we're going to really be in a lost cause. There won't be anything to do. And hope to get people to come and march in Washington and bring into the Constitution Day, bring back the Constitution into the Republic.
Are you guys planning, or is there something in the works to show your video or parts of your video at the conference?
Oh, yeah. I got a great 1 hour that I'm doing, plus I'm doing a question and answer there. I got a great segment. Alex has set me up very, very well so I can speak to the people, and I'm ready to tell them what happened. And well, show them the pictures. You look. I'll tell you what was there. We got scientists to back up and show simple science and seven laws of science to prove treason, fraud, and murder.
I want to go over those seven laws, if we can, after we come back from the next break. But I got to tell you, just to openly admit, I am a complete physics and science nut. It's one of my hobbies and has been for quite some time. So this really hits me where I live. You talk about Newton's first law, Newton's second law, the law of conservation of momentum, Newton's third law, for every action there was an equal and opposite reaction. High power ejected steel beams, explosives, pulverized concrete, the law of gravity, free fall in a vacuum, a very important point here, the law of projectile motion, the law of increasing entropy. I have to think that if Albert Einstein was around today, he'd get a real kick out of your video.
Yeah, and it's simple science stuff.
Well, and it has to be relatable to the layman, and I know you've been able to do that in this, and that's exactly what Stephen Jones has attempted to do, and that's why I love Stephen Hawking so much, because he's able to do that as well.
Right.
But, I mean, look, if we can't break this down on a scientific level with scholarly work, then obviously we'll never have any credibility, and I think that's what we've been able to do for the last year or two, and probably why, Rick, maybe you'll agree with this, maybe you won't, probably why we're getting so much momentum.
Could be, yeah. Well, people look and they see, they go, my God, this, they get down to the real basics. That's why they like Building 7 the most. It's like, look at that insanity. You think these are bad. Look at this.
It's, yeah. Well, I mean, look, in fact, give me your reaction to the Pentagon PSYOPs video that was released just about a month ago. There was a lot of hubbub about that, which died down real quick. My easy analysis was, I thought this was put out almost to drive a wedge between a very controversial aspect of 9/11 research, and I was really very glad to see that it not only didn't divide the 9/11 truth movement, but it brought people together.
Sorry, not only did that, but it gave the other people, my father, who's fairly skeptical, but he still knows corruption's just 100% there, he says, what the hell are they bringing that up? I couldn't see any jet. What the hell are they saying? So it gives other, it had nothing in it. It's like, here's those five frames. What'd they do? Just officially stamp the complete garbage that everyone had already? It's like, okay, so what about your other 47 cameras and the ones across the road?
Oh, sure. Well, this is the thing that has always amazed me about the Pentagon, is we have seen the planes crashing into the World Trade Center towers, at least, I don't know, each of us can say even subliminally, have seen these tens of thousands of times over the last 5 years. but of course, we don't see anything at the Pentagon. Why do you think, I mean, give me your best analysis here, if you can, Rick, why do you think that they are withholding that information? What would they have to gain by that?
Well, you mean if they told us what really hit the Pentagon?
Well, no. Look, the plane hit the Pentagon. Again, they show us how a plane hit the World Trade Center tower. Obviously, they would want to show us how a plane hit the Pentagon.
Yeah, maybe a few for you. Well, why? Because they have nothing they want to show, and they don't want to doctor it up too bad. And plus, they would have to match up with too much information that's out there already. There's a lot of pictures that are already...
So you don't think we're ever going to see this?
Well, that would be hard. They imagine they'd have to disprove some other picture to make that one work.
Well, here's the beautiful thing. I mean, years ago, they used to just go ahead and put this patent disinformation right into our faces and then laugh at us as 80% of the people just gulped it down and with a Big Mac and believed it and took it all in. Nowadays, because there's so many great researchers out there with the technology and the know-how to break down some of these videos and some of this footage, and because so many people are off the fence and so receptive to the information we're putting out, they can't get away with it anymore. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Our guest, Richard Siegel, will come right back with your calls right after this. Stay tuned.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com or call 792-953-0267.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
We'll be right back.
Alex Jones Show. Jack Blood sitting in for Alex Jones. Great guest today, Richard Siegel. His video is 9/11 Eyewitness, the Hoboken video. Gets into extreme physics, has exclusive footage of 9/11 you might not have ever seen. It's very explosive, to use a tired, trite pun. That's my fault, though, Rick, not yours. 9/11eyewitness.com is the website. That's how you can get the video. Of course, he'll be speaking at the L.A. conference that we know you all will be going to, joining a great lineup of speakers. I'll be there as well. Richard, I look forward to meeting you there.
Excellent, Jack. That's great. Looking forward to meeting you.
Right. You know what's funny is that, how about this for synchronicity? I don't know if you got this, but I was perusing a forum last night. I noticed that you sent me an email over there months ago, and I just got it. That's how far behind I am. And I just wrote you last night and said, hey, give me a call. Let's talk. And then the next thing I know, you're booked up on the program. So
excellent.
Very synchronistic. It works out wonderfully.
Great.
We have some physics to talk about. We have some more 9/11 information to talk about. We're going to keep you aboard as long as you can stay with us today. But I'd like to go to the calls. We'll get some opinions from the listeners and let them pick your brain. How's that sound?
Excellent. Let's talk to them.
1-800-259-9231. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood, filling in for Alex Jones, GCN Radio Network. Let's go to Adam in Pittsburgh, who's been patiently holding. Adam, thank you for joining us. You're on the air with Richard Siegel.
Hey, how's it going?
Very good.
Great. Hey, I don't really have an opinion about your movie yet. I haven't been able to take a look at it.
9/11 in general is fine.
Bookmarking it and taking a look at it later on. I just wanted to talk about Alex Jones' 15-hour interrogation in Canada, and I think it leaves an important lesson for all of us in the Patriot movement, and that is don't bring your porn across the border.
Can you imagine if they had found anything out of the ordinary on Alex Jones or the crew, whether it be porn on the laptop, which they didn't find, or drugs or something funky? That would be all over the front pages of the newspapers today.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the biggest thing that surprises me about that is when I was 19 years old living in Western New York, I wasn't allowed to drink, but I could fill up my van with all of my buddies and drive across the lake over to Toronto, where I was allowed to go into a strip club, get completely hammered, and proceed to pay two naked chicks to get on the table in front of me and do things to each other that I probably can't say on the radio.
No, we won't go there.
While another one sat on my lap doing things that we probably also shouldn't say on the radio.
Well, I think most of us knows what goes on in a topless nude bar. Look, and I got to tell you, I grew up in Seattle, and we often went to Vancouver and had a little fun there. They had some of the most beautiful women there that you could find. So I, like you, have maybe a jaded past. But, yeah, it's really hypocritical. One of the things that's also very interesting and that I've noted is getting into Canada had never been a problem for me. You drive right through, they don't hassle you, not a big deal. It's coming back that they generally...
That's not the case now.
Yeah, well, and not the case with Alex Jones, because certainly they were laying for him. They admitted as much, and he's talked quite a bit about that. Of course, the full story about this at Infowars.com. Let me go to Richard. Richard, have you caught any of this thing where Alex Jones was detained for 15 hours, interrogated, threatened, harassed?
Yeah, I did. It's an outrage, and... It just goes to show that they do watch, and people don't think they do, but they're watching all the time, and when you get too close, they'll make sure that they try to stop you. And Alex he's a trooper. He's one of the strong ones out there.
You know, if anyone doubts that the Bilderberg group is powerful, that they can pull strings such as this, that they can take over a mostly entire city or even an entire country, you just have to look at this story. And I've heard at least some people comment that Alex shouldn't have announced that he was going up there, and that's, you know, maybe why he got caught. Well, listen, the best thing you can do when you're going into the lion's den is to let other people know you're going into the lion's den in case anything happens to you, you don't end up in Poland somewhere and no one ever sees you again. So very important when you're in the public eye and you're doing what Alex and I and what you do, Rick, and others, that we keep people abreast of what we're doing so that they can cover our butts. You know what I mean?
They still sneak in anything they can on the side to make you crippled up.
Yeah. I think Alex is really lucky that they didn't plant something on him, that they weren't that desperate or didn't go that far. But, of course, they're scared because Alex is bold and he'll stand up to him. Adam, thank you for the call. We're going to come back to Joe, Betsy, Donna, John, everybody holding. Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concepts.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Interview. Just when you think there isn't any more evidence about 9/11, new videos come out, new information comes out, new experts come out, and an interesting question was just raised here at the InfoWars studio, and I want to direct that to Richard Siegel before we go back to the calls. Richard, if let's just give the Bush administration, the government, the murderers and liars that pose as our policymakers the benefit of the doubt. I know my listeners are cringing right now. But let's just go here for a minute to try to use some logic and common sense. The question is, if the dangerous material that just happened to be in the World Trade Center towers is what reality brought those towers down along with the airplane, wouldn't the government be working to find this material in other buildings around the country, around the world, looking to eradicate that dangerous material they say brought these buildings down and pancake the buildings to make people safer?
That's not their goal anyway. There was nothing to do.
I understand that, but play along with me if you can. I mean, again, this just shoots a giant hole through their story and their conspiracy theories.
It's O.J. Simpson trying to look for his killer.
Good. Good analogy. Right. I really like that.
Let's get on with it.
Of course,
no one's going.
This question actually was posed initially by Professor Stephen Jones, which I think, again, really, this, I love delving into logic and common sense because, again, you really get the Occam's razor here where the simplest answer is usually the truest answer. Has Professor Jones had a chance to look at your video? And if so, what does he think?
No, he used some of it, I know that, before, and I don't know what he's doing with it now because we didn't get a chance to talk with him too much in Chicago, and hopefully we will out in Los Angeles.
Well, I'd like to see you two compare notes, and, you know, like I said, if we can't go into this extreme scientific arena, we're never going to be able to make a good case about what really did happen on 9/11. Lucky for us, you were there on the ground with your video camera, and now you've made that available to all of us. Again, the video is 9/11 Eyewitness, the Hoboken video by Richard Siegel, 911eyewitness.com, and you're going to want to see Richard speak along with Stephen Jones and others at the 9/11 conference held by Alex Jones. You can get your tickets now at Infowars.com. That's June 24th and 25th. You better get off your butts and get ready and go right now, or you're going to miss the opportunity. You're going to kick yourself. I said it over and over again because I know the feeling. I was kicking myself. I couldn't make it to Chicago. I'm not going to let that happen again. Rick, let's just go back to the phone calls here. We got Joe in Kansas patiently holding. Joe, thank you. You're on the Alex Jones program.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
He's got a great guest on there. This is a good reason for people to back up their material at their own sites and also to disseminate information as quickly as you can because you may not have it tomorrow. But I had a few points I wanted to bring out actually yesterday, a couple days ago maybe, or yesterday, when Alex Jones was talking about the eminent domain stuff. Can you hear me?
Yes, we did a big show on eminent domain yesterday.
Right. One thing that we need to do among ourselves is explain to people who are these companies that are involved, who are profiting from the stealing of our land, and tell people so that they can just not participate in their commerce.
Oh, that's a simple solution, and I suggested that yesterday with our guest. Is, you know, look, we're waiting to vote. Of course, we now know that our votes are being stolen through electronic voting machine and some old-school methods such as taking voters off the rolls, et cetera, et cetera. But if we vote with our dollars, we generally see that we can get results.
Right, and we need to extend this. We know that, you know, the majority of the big corporations are involved in things like this, you know, Kodak and IBM and, you know, all these huge companies. You know, if it's a huge company, you can be pretty sure they're involved. And we just need to stop, you know, taking all of our money to any of these people.
Yeah. Well, that's very logical. I guess the question is, how do we get everybody to do that all together at one time? Every boycott I've ever seen, including the May Day boycott by the illegal aliens, has always failed. But again, look, you'll hurt these people. You know, you look at these corporate farmers who put farmers out of business, like Tyson Chicken.
And ConAgra.
If you just didn't buy Tyson Chicken, then they would start feeling the pain, and they would either go out of business or have to start complying with the people's wishes. You know, I haven't shopped at Walmart or eaten at McDonald's for probably 4 or 5 years now. Yes, I pay a little bit more to go to the mom-and-pop store to keep them in business because guess what? They like my business. They know me by name. In fact, there's a little store over by my house where they keep specials under the table for me and give me a few specials. I wouldn't get at Walmart or at some big chain grocery store. Let me get to my guest comment on that. Richard, do you want to talk about voting for your dollars, boycotts, what we can do as solution here?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's what Aaron Russo's new film Freedom to Fascism is all about, and it's about that there is no law to pay your taxes, and you got to turn your back on this beast because you're just a big corporate. Your corporation goes all the way up to your government. Your government can't be corporate, or how can be a responsible government still be a corporation with immunity? It just can't be. It doesn't stand for logic.
Well, and then if you get into James Traficant's speech to Congress, it was put on the congressional record before they framed and locked him up, and he talked about how in 1933 and then, of course, after the Second World War that we declared bankruptcy, and that is when democracy became the buzzword. Democracy really means corporate privatization, a complete takeover of all society.
Absolutely.
Which unfortunately supersedes the Constitution in their eyes.
Yeah, so that's why the president's right when he says, it's just a piece of paper. What are you worried about? We got to make that paper mean something again.
Yeah, I've been writing James Traficant, and I've got a little bit of a word I'm going to try to pass along to people here in the very near future. Very interesting guy, really paying the price for putting something on the record there.
Right.
Yeah, sure. Folks, we accidentally elect an honest politician who's there actually to do our business and to expose the corruption and to expose this end game in Washington, D.C., and they end up in jail. What a coincidence. Thanks for the call, Joe. Betsy in Florida, you're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, Jack.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air, Betsy.
Hi. It's good to speak to you, and I wanted to tell Mr. Siegel that I watched his film. I was fascinated. I have seen many, many documentaries done on September 11th.
Thank you.
Done a lot of research on it, yes. And the part that really, really affected me was when the helicopters, when you zeroed in on them. In fact, even before that, I noticed little flashes under the helicopters. Can you explain what you think that really was?
Yeah, well, a lot of people have controversy over those. We're not sure. In the naked eye, we never saw any flashes. The camera saw these flashes, so we think they're infrared. What infrared was doing on there and what they were doing with it is still going to be speculation. We haven't come to real conclusions. The speculations are anything from trigger mechanisms to watching where the people are with cameras for later, you know, results of what they want to cover up.
But, Richard, one of the things we got to be careful of here, because this is radio and, you know, people are trying to use their imaginations to understand, you know, what we're saying here, trying to interpret words only with no footage to really look at. Maybe people haven't seen the film. We have to be very clear about what we're talking about. So when Betsy asks about the helicopters, is she talking about the helicopter rescue on the roof of the South Tower that you found?
Yeah, it looked like there was going to be a rescue, and it didn't happen. There was a helicopter hovering really, really close, and this happened to only be 5-6 seconds before the South Tower collapsed, the first collapse of a steel and cement building for no reason, so or for very little reason. So I'm filming, doing a zoom because I can see in my binoculars that people are hanging out the window of the towers and the helicopter's hovering above and the camera's picking up something else. And it picks up these flashes from them and it picks up them going and then the building falling.
What do you assume the flashes were? Give us your analysis on that.
That they were some sort of an infrared. The flashes are an infrared device of some sort. The helicopter was probably turning, and that's why we got the glimpse, the infrared, as it panned across of us. Whether it was trying to pan across of us or it wasn't, we don't know. Whether it was a trigger device or something infrared.
Well, that's what I want to know, is what would the infrared device be used for?
Well, some of the scientists would think that this could be an infrared trigger device that can trigger it through the, you know, from the top, and that's what they would probably have been. And because
so it would trigger the pre-planted explosives and alleged thermite in the building.
Right, exactly. So now the timing was definitely there, and now he was hovering on the Hoboken side, which is the side that all the cameras weren't on. That was an important thing that they told me, was that, like, you were in a point where no one had cameras. And
Well, and not only that, cameras powerful enough to zoom from Hoboken into Manhattan.
Right, exactly.
Betsy, anything else?
Yes, I did have one other thing. Alex always tells us to become experts in one area, and one of the things that he has done is had passed in Austin and encouraged people in other cities to reaffirm the Bill of Rights and to reject the USA Patriot Act and all the other unconstitutional federal legislation. So I've taken up that cause in my city. And,
good for you. Where do you live in Florida?
I live in Callaway.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also speaking at two other cities in the future. We're trying to get it a countywide thing in all of Bay County and possibly the whole panhandle of Florida. I also started my own organization, which I thought I could just plug my website. It's called Citizens Guarding Freedom. And if people want to log into it, it is citizens-guarding.blogspot.com.
Will you email that to me at jackblood@hotmail.com, Betsy? I'd like to find out more about it as well. I mean, isn't this the truth, Richard? We need more people doing this. We need more people being examples. We need more people getting out there and taking leadership roles in our community.
Yeah, absolutely. That's how to do it. You know, get out there and do that and keep us all informed so we can pass it on.
A very motivating call. Thank you, Betsy. We need to hear that on a Friday after the long week we've had in the beginning of the summer of quote-unquote fear here. That's exactly what we need to do. You know, and this is the thing, Richard. This is what we always hear is that, well, what can I do? I'm only one person. If I had a nickel for every time I heard that, I'd be as rich as Donald Rumsfeld at this point. You know, the fact is one person can do a lot, and we've proven that over and over again with people like Betsy, people like yourself, people like Alex Jones. Let's not forget, he's one person that's been able to reach millions and millions of people and help wake them up. So let's never get apathetic. Let's never get so cynical that we can't get out and do something to help save our country and the world at large.
Absolutely.
Let's go to Donna in Mass. Now, this is my friend Donna in Mass, who has been under just extreme circumstances, harassed by her government for many, many years now. I'd be most happy to speak to you. Is that you, Donna?
Yes, it's me, Jack, and this is the second time I'm hearing you today.
No, we haven't We haven't talked in a long time. I know you were you and your family listened to our radio network, our broadcast there in New England. Well, what's on your mind, and how have things been going for you? Did things straighten out for you?
Oh, they did, but, you know, it's just proof positive to us that this state has plunged headlong into this police state mechanism. Yeah. You know, there's just no question
about it. Let me just quickly tell people that there was an alleged, and I know this family, folks, there was an alleged domestic violence report put on their family. And I want you all to understand that if any of your neighbors, I hate to think I'm giving somebody an idea here, but let's just be very plain and get the truth out. If anybody wants to go after you, all they have to do is claim that there's some domestic violence going on in your house, and that gives the police the right to supersede your Fourth and Fifth Amendment rights, kick down your door, come in. Donna, they ransacked your house, they kidnapped you and your children. Your children were further kidnapped by CPS, I think, later down the line. They took your rights to own firearms away, all on an alleged domestic violence charge. And you guys spent a long time, it was a long road, trying to fight that. I always felt so bad you had to go through that.
And it's the thing that hurts, too, Jack, is my husband's a war hero. He's the winner of a Silver Star, a Brown Star.
You guys are both
So many citations and commendations. He's probably the most decorated man in the state. And I think that's partly the reason why they came and did the raid.
But you say things are getting better for you now. Do you ever get your firearms back?
No, but that's not to say that we don't have self-defense.
You don't have to say anymore. Well, Don, I don't know if you called in about that. Did you call in about something else? So you have a question for our guest?
I wanted to tell Rick that I did see his film. It's fantastic. I, too, that's a subject that's dear to my heart because I did work for an engineering firm on the 88th floor of the South Tower some years ago. It became Washington Group. Rick may know them, but I was in and out of those towers a lot, and that became a subject dear to my heart. But also, I've done metals testing over the years. The military trained me, but I've done metals testing on aircraft, and I went into structural steel. I now do the big steel coasters like at Six Flags and such. But I am convinced that those were thermite charges because I have witnessed thermite welding on railroad tracks.
Oh,
it produces the exact same smoke, and the temperature is indeed high enough to turn steel into a molten state.
Have we been able? Go ahead, Don. I'm sorry.
You know, 4,500 to 5,000 degrees is enough to do that. And I talked to a colleague of mine who's been involved in this business of non-destructive testing for like 35 years, and he said yes, that would do it. And other people, they were like same thing. Yeah, that would do it. So,
Richard, have we been able to compare, I'm not sure, you know, how you, you know, drop into the thermite theory here, but Have we been able to compare how thermite is used in a commercial context as to what happened at the towers in 9/11, maybe using your footage or other footage to definitively say that thermite could have been used to bring down those towers?
Yeah, we show a lot maybe a half a dozen to a dozen other demolitions that are using the same RDX and RDX cordite and thermite cutting charges to cut the metal, and they work the same way. And even to the point we show when one building tilts over, how it continues to tilt over and falls over and doesn't destroy
it. So the comparative analysis on that is in your video. This is something that people can see for themselves.
Right.
Again, I mean, when you say something as a theory and then you have comparative analysis to back it up along with a lot of exclusive video footage, it becomes a conspiracy fact, does it not, Richard?
Right. Yeah, that's why it's such a compelling movie. It's slow, it moves, but it goes, here it is, here it is. Then you look at what this means. What is this? And, we don't have to say it because you see it.
Sister Donna, thank you for the call. So good to hear from you. Please give my best to your family, if you would. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back more with Richard Siegel and your phone calls, 800-259-9231, Infowars.com, PrismPlanet.com. You're listening to GCN Radio Network. I'm Jack Blood. Stay tuned.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We'll be right back.
Well, we are sending an SOS to the world with this broadcast. And it's up to you to put that message in a bottle, send it out, drop it off at your neighbor's house. You know, we like to go talk to our neighbors. It is, it's crazy in this day and age, isn't it? We know our neighbors, we talk to our neighbors, we have a certain loyalty and allegiance to each other. And we've done some crazy stuff as well as making flyers and just going to mass parking lots and concerts and sporting events and flyering every car in the parking lot to get the information out. So you can get involved. You can do something. You don't have to have a big website. You don't have to make documentary films. You don't have to have a radio program or newsletters. You can do all of that, but there's little things that we can all do to help spread the message and keep the momentum going. This 9/11 truth movement, in my opinion, is a giant snowball rolling downhill. Now, one of the reasons why is a lot of people, like my man, Alex Jones, whose chair I sit in right now, has dedicated himself countless hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the month, every month of the year, to getting out information. Right now, in the studio I'm working on, they're putting together the new Alex Jones film, and Terror Storm, and it is just absolutely amazing. You people are going to be blown away by that. But right now, Martial Law 9/11 Rise of the Police State is still one of the best videos out there. Really gets people up to speed, gives them a history lesson, tells them, fills in a lot of the blanks, gives you examples of how, exactly as the great Bill Hicks once said, all governments are murderers and liars. It proves that beyond a shadow of a doubt, why we shouldn't trust our government, why we shouldn't count on our government to protect us, how security in general is an illusion that is sold to us as a control mechanism. All in Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State. I have a small cameo in this myself. Also shows you what happened during the Republican national coronation, as we like to call it, on the streets there, and the massive police state that was put together as a show of force to people around the world. Martial Law, a blazing spotlight, piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media, really crashing through the lies and the disinformation. Great film, of course, Dark Secret, Inside Bohemian Grove. All of the Alex Jones film, extremely educational. You are authorized to copy those videos for educational purposes to get the word out. This makes it very simple for you. You don't have to memorize anything. You don't have to practice a speech to your loved ones, your coworkers, people on the street, your neighbors. All you have to do is get the video, make a few copies, get this out to everybody you know. Get the videos now. Of course, there are always specials running here at InfoWars.com. 888-253-3139, InfoWars.com. Again, if your pen wasn't working, mine never does. 888-253-3139, and you should consider as an economical value joining Prison Planet TV right now, PrisonPlanet.com. We'll come right back, more with our guest today, Richard Siegel, talking about his video, 9/11 Eyewitness, the Hoboken video. Very interesting stuff, and we'll go right back to the phone. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show, GCN Radio Network.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.